I'm bringing a friend into the conversation today, and I've decided that we're lying on a big bed in the dark, and we've decided to have a conversation about how do you get to an extraordinary place through touch. So I'm going to introduce you to my very extraordinary colleague, Betty Martin, who is a very, very clever woman who works with consent. And consent is something I find utterly extraordinary. And I've got to know Betty because of the work that she does with consent. So Betty and I were lying in a lovely, dark, cool room on a big bed. And we're lying next to each other, just talking in the dark. So I'm going to turn to Betty and say, introduce yourself.
This is a really nice bed. Thank you for inviting me. I'm Betty. I'm a former sex worker, and before that, a former chiropractor. In working with people over the years, I noticed some things about touch, and particularly asking for the touch that you wanted and actually experiencing that touch in a way that lets you bring it all the way in to your heart.
Yeah, that's so nice, isn't it, to be able to do
that? Yeah. And noticing that sometimes you might not want to be touched, but you want to do the touching. And learning how to ask permission to touch someone the way you want to touch. Like, may I run my hands through your hair? Or may I feel your arm? And so all of that led to the wheel of consent, which is what I mostly teach these days.
It's a wonderful thing, the wheel of consent. I love it.
Thank you. It's pretty fun.
It is. It's such a mind-opening way of thinking about finally being allowing yourself to ask for what you want, not only to receive, but also to give. And that's what I love. I love it.
So, yeah, there's a way that when you are allowed to touch someone the way you want to, which is essentially you're going to feel them up, there's a way that your hands awaken. And you start to notice that your hands are not just instruments with which to accomplish things, but your hands become a source of pleasure to you. And then a lot of things change. You start to notice that you can take action for your pleasure with the other person's consent, of course. That opens up a spontaneity and a sensuality and a freedom and play that is quite extraordinary.
I like that. So while we're lying in the dark in this room together, you're going to show me, you're going to talk me through learning how to activate my own hands for myself.
Great.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.